Dear friends and guests, this special gathering, which focuses on the seven dimensions of yogic being, coincides with a triangular of special events. Matariki, the Maori New Year, celebrating the rise of Pleiades in the dawn sky. Winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, celebrates the returning of the sun from the northern hemisphere. And the UN's very first International Yoga Day brings sadhana, the spiritual practice of yoga, to the attention of millions of people around the world. This unique timing offers each of us the chance to realize our extraordinary potential as self-aware yogic practitioners in Aotearoa. In particular, the special conjunction of events acts as a time gate or portal, so we can look back at what we've experienced over the last year and envisage what we aim to do in the next year. The timeline between the last Matariki and the next Matariki helps us redefine our long-term focus and commitment to the yoga community of the world. Matariki, the solstice and International Day of Yoga, will forever be a trilateral marker, bringing together the yoga community of Aotearoa. In the next half an hour, I will guide us through a special teaching. We will participate in an empowerment ritual and spend time in meditation. This gathering is interactive and engaged, so you can share your insights as the evening progresses. Tonight I'm going to explain how we can access and integrate different dimensions of our being. Scientists generally agree that dimensions are part of our perceptual reality. This teaching allows us to look at the world of possibilities beyond our ordinary three-dimensional reality. Accordingly, I will illustrate and explain the fourth, fifth, and subsequent dimensions in relation to yoga and yoga practice. Just so that we can keep time, it is important to move through each of the dimensions and understand each part and how it interconnects. The zero dimension is a single point in space. We often use a dot to symbolize this point of singularity. Interestingly, scientists tell us that the superconscious matrix of the 10th dimension is the same geometric form to the zero dimension. This means that there is a full circle of dimensions in a single dot. In yogic metaphysics, the dot is called bindu or drishti. For example, bindu is the dot over the om symbol. The drishti, on the other hand, is a single point of focus. The bindu, or dot, represents the meditative silence that continues after the sound of om fades. Likewise, drishti helps us develop single-pointedness by limiting the distracting power of Maya's illusion. In other words, the dot reduces multiplicity to a single point in space-time. Patanjali's Yoga Sutras state that integrated yoga practice or sadhana helps us stop the mental fluctuations. Yoga, citta, vritti, nirodha. This means that meditation can help still and focus and quieten the mind, as does all yoga practice. By diligently practicing the eight limbs of yoga, we eventually arrive at a state of superconsciousness. This absorption state is called samadhi. One-pointed concentration helps us fast-track superconsciousness by focusing on a single point in space. When we focus on one point, for example, the brow, the heart, the breath, or the crown, we experience one-pointedness. This point is the perfect tool for meditation. In science, the first dimension is represented by a single line. The first dimension has length without any width or depth. In yoga, we can think about the first dimension within the context of yoga postures or asanas. For example, We can think about the vertical alignment of our hands in triangle pose, Uttita Trikonasana. Or we can concentrate on our postural alignment of the spine in seated poses like Padmasana. We can also consider the length and alignment of our stance in poses like Warrior II. 1D measurements are a helpful tool in yoga. Furthermore, the line, or first dimension of yoga being, can make us aware of yoga lineages. For example, my teacher and my teacher's teachers are linked to my students through a teaching lineage. This means my yoga students are connected to a long line of teachers. Interestingly, 1D measurements can also comply with what quantum ratios. For example, a single line of measurement can be used to measure the proportion of our yoga body. Golden ratios like the Fibonacci sequence not only impact upon things like twisted poses, seated twists, they also make up the fabric of the multidimensional universe. Moreover, each additional dimension comes about by adding a 90-degree angle to the last dimension. This means the universe is made up of repeated patterns of fractal geometry. The yoga body can harmonize with fractal geometry when we become adept to aligning ourselves through the different planes of existence. The two-dimension aspect of our yogic being has length and width, but no depth. Flat images represent a two-dimensional reality, and so do planes of movement. This means our two-dimensional reality incorporates things like symbols, logos, slogans, Facebook pages, and smartphone apps. These flat surfaces suggest a more complex reality, yet in actual fact they lack intrinsic depth. You can't smell the perfume bottle in the advertisement on the page of a magazine. You can't reach out and touch somebody through the internet. More importantly, because images can be edited, filtered, and digitally enhanced, they may also represent a false reality. Two-dimensional images may be highly aesthetic and beautiful, yet there may be no real substance behind that image facade. These shallow, flat world experiences in two-dimensional reality leave plenty of room for interpretation, ego consciousness, and deception. The selfie is the perfect example of the self in an idealized two-dimensional reality. This means that people may be like goldfish on autopilot, swimming around in amnesia, forgetting each of these significant moments. Even though smartphone apps and Facebook pages can offer multiple split-second snapshots of digital reality, we have to be careful of our dependence, because these affect our adaptive responses in our third and fourth dimensional realities. The more that people in the modern world become reliant on flat screen and touch screen experiences, the easier it is for us to become mindless sheep, fed a constant stream of addictive illusions. Thousands of people might like an aesthetically pleasing asana on their touchscreen smartphone, but these two-dimensional realities do not express the deeper reality around, away from, and behind that image. So it's important to be aware of how the two-dimensional reality impacts our three-dimensional existence. The third-dimensional reality has relative length and width, and it also has depth. This is the reality most of us are accustomed to, through the feed of our primary senses. We can see, we can hear, we can smell, taste, and touch, and we also have the sense of cognition. Yet our perceptional 3D reality also has limitations. Our sensory interpretations may be encoded with cultural biases, resulting in preconceived notions of conditioned dualisms or dualities. Things like mind-body, inner-outer, left-right, earth-sky, past-future. These are dependent on different cultural interpretations. For example, many indigenous cultures see the past as being ahead and the future behind. From this point of view, we move ahead looking back to the past, not looking ahead at the future with our backs to the past. Luckily, yoga helps strengthen our minds by harmonizing and guiding us into a deeper, more subtle experience. However, the deposits of samsara, the lived experiences, keep crowding in, blocking the multiple lenses of perception. Unless we spend time clearing the mind through meditation and contemplation, and deepening our relationship with our subtle bodies, sensory overload is inevitable and we get blocked. Although three-dimensionality provides us with a spatial relationship to earth and sky, these become heightened at special times like Matariki and the solstices. These time portals are the places that we can start to see the cyclical patterns of lived time, in other words, the fourth dimension. Because we can easily forget what we are doing this time last week, let alone this time last year, special events like today create important imprints in our episodic memory, and this enhances temporal cognition, our understanding of time. The fourth dimension is commonly thought of as time. Time is used as a measure to help plot our position in universal space. More specifically, our third-dimensional spatial coordinates, along with space-time, helps us understand and make up our fourth-dimensional reality. An easy way to think about our 4D existence is imagining a pipeline of collective experiences or a wormhole traveling through time from A to B. The more we distance ourselves from our 3D reality, the more we gain a clearer perspective of our 4D reality. By recreating a bird's eye view of our life journey, let's say through time-lapse footage, charting our journey between A and B, we start to create a pipeline experience of our four-dimensional selves. Simply put, to experience our 4D timeline, we need a fixed A point and B point. For example, Matariki to Matariki is the perfect way to illustrate the pipeline or wormhole of time. To envisage our 4D composite of ourselves, we can begin by charting the thread of our life journey between two fixed points in time. Last Matariki to this one to the next Matariki. However, because each new dimension is formed by adding a 90-degree angle, the fourth-dimensional experience or body is not actually a straight line, but rather a spiral or a helix sequence of fluid space-time. This means that our 4D lived experience works like a spiraling pipeline moving through space like a coil. As the Earth revolves around the Earth and we are on the Earth, our circadian clock of day and night follows the seasons of the sun as years become decades and lifetimes. We could simplify this 4D self by calling it the mortal coil, spiraling through cosmic space-time. That is why calendrical markers like today help us orientate ourselves within a past-future continuum. This triangulation of time acts like a shared portal, giving us time to reflect over the past year and contemplate future possibilities of the next year. Everyone here can take this idea of the 4D pipeline and apply it to our yoga practice. We're not just three-dimensional bodies having a two-dimensional reality. We're in fact having a four-dimensional experience through time. Be aware, however, the four-dimensional self is not above the influences of causal effects. For example, personal choices and habitualized routines will affect future possibilities. The influence of others and environmental conditions will sway us through the past and also affect our future. Likewise, unexpected events and chance happenings can also have an impact on our lives. These things impact upon us and influence the timelines and cycles of our possible futures. Sometimes these effects radically change our trajectories or life paths, so it is important to be aware of personal choices, our habits, the influence of others, environmental conditions, and chance happenings along the way. The fifth dimensional self can be considered as a field of numerous possibilities extending out of ourselves. For example, we can think of the 5D self as a network or matrix with numerous ways of seeing it, numerous possibilities, which can change according to our point of view or perspective. All possibilities along all probable timelines extending out from our lifeline may be thought of as the five-dimensional self. So rather than having a single 4D timeline, the five-dimensional reality branches out in fractal potentials. Think about it. Think about stepping out of our conditioned lives and just for a moment, imagine our childhood ideals of being an astronaut, our adolescent fantasies of reaching stardom, the wasted opportunities of our misspent youth, our adult ambitions and achievements, all of these threads interwoven into a matrix of being. The four-dimensional self is not about who we are now in the three-dimensional reality, but who we are becoming, who we have been, and people's impressions of us and our potential, which has been shaped by our shared experiences. Because we don't have the current capacity to travel back through time, we can't see all the trajectories of these imagined possibilities that might have taken place back in the past, or where we might have ended up should we have chosen a different path. Theoretically, however, the fifth-dimensional self does have an inkling or a record imprinted somewhere in the dark matter of deep space. Some people call this the Akashic record, and it can be accessed through dreams, meditation, and special healing practices. Also, we can enhance the possibilities of our full potential by sharing in the field of collective consciousness. Although our 5D self is strongly influenced by localized effects, such as our health, our family contacts, our social involvement, our tribal status, our national identity, government politics, etc., we also need to remain sensitive to future possibilities by honing our instincts and intuitions, picking up on morphic resonances from others, and watching the adaptive responses of plants and animals and seasons. What this means is to achieve our full potential in the 5D future, our network pipelines need to be free of obstructions. If our life journey is not in harmony or balance with its environment, things quickly break down and fall apart, as we have seen in our environmental changes. We can start to access the blueprint of our full potential by mind mapping, practicing contemplation and meditation, by brainstorming with others and activating in think tanks. Imagine if you had the brightest university students designing your optimal futures, using algorithms based on a full computation of all your dreams and potentials, Imagine what you could achieve if you had all of your helpers working on all dimensions, networking to help us fulfill our five-dimensional future. In the six-dimensional reality, all possibilities, all possible versions of everyone, everything, with all possible timelines, become actualized within our galactical superstructure. We become part of a blueprint within a vast matrix of our supercells. This means that the individual unites with its cosmic potential. This concept is sometimes referred to as cosmic consciousness, the universal spirit, or the God Self. Enlightenment practices, like devoting your life to spiritual existence, allows the four-dimensional self to exist in a world of infinite possibilities. Numerous yogic, tantric, and religious texts tell us how to reach this place, but we must practice meditation or deep contemplation in order to achieve these realities. By liberating the mind from all distractions, desires, and disturbing emotions, we can reach a state of self-realization. We become free from conditioned experiences and negative self-beliefs that are imprinted upon us by society, and only then can we serve our highest potential. When we become free of karma and all of the attachments, when we no longer live in a world of dramatic highlights, when we align ourselves to our celestial mind, our God mind, and see everything as sharing in the same cosmic blueprint, that is when we access our six-dimensional reality. Tonight, as we enter our special meditation, we visualize healing old pains. We think about being empowered by our multidimensional consciousness. We open up to all possibilities. We become sensitive to our full potential. We remove the restrictions of time and ride the slipstream of Om. We remove limitations and accept ourselves for who we are. We weave the positive relationships with those around us who help support us in our quest. We contemplate the idea of self-mastery. We don't rely on ascended masters. We rely on ourselves as transcended masters of our own future possibilities, which is harmonized within our fullest life potential, our full life purpose. We take time to breathe and be and center and find all the aspects of the dimensions.